What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Public Prosecutor's Office is following the trail of the financial balances processed by the Comptroller General of the Republic in favour of several state contractors managed by the forensic firm Odilia Castro, and that is Castro Guardia and Asociados Abogados. The Prensa was able to learn through several sources linked to the process that there is more than one investigation underway in which anti-corruption prosecutors Mahmoud Daoud Hassan and Itzel Ku are participating. One of these investigations was initiated by a complaint filed by Comptroller Gerardo Solis on the 11th of April, although the first steps are only now being taken. Quote, I respect journalists and the Comptroller General's office. Today, a crime against public administration was hinted at, which I myself am asking to be investigated. Unquote from Solis. This was at the time. Now, according to a statement issued that day by the Comptroller General's office, Solis refused to give details and the Comptroller General's office did not provide further information. Last week, journalist Alvaro Alvarado was summoned by the prosecutor's office to expand on information that he has shared on his radio programs and on social media. For example, on the 4th of October, he wrote that he had received information about the existence of a parallel audit by several affected businessmen. This is a major issue, as very important projects are in danger because they have received the message that if they do not go through GO, then they will shelve your accounts receivable, he wrote on his account at Alvaro Alvarado C on the X network. Earlier on the 8th of March of 2022, Alvarado tweeted that there are two types of companies in the country, those that go to Costa del Este and those that refuse to go to Costa del Este. Those that do go to Costa del Este get paid quickly, and those that don't go to Costa del Este, well, they don't get paid, Alvarado wrote, citing the program Panama en Directo, which was broadcast at the time by the communicator Edwin Cabrera. In Costa del Este, precisely, are Castillo's offices in the Financial Park building, where she bought four premises that she joined together to form the new headquarters of her offices, which were previously on Calle 50 in the building known as El Tornillo. Castillo was an advisor to Comptroller Gerardo Solis between 2020 and 2021, and also a partner of Xenia Vesquez, General Secretary of the CGR. Now, as part of the investigation, it must be determined when Castillo began to manage claims on behalf of state contractors, whether she did so at the same time that she was advising Solis or after leaving the Comptroller's office. However, there is evidence that she would have started while she was at the Comptroller's office, according to the documentation published by La Prensa last September. Now, Solis is full of praise when referring to Castillo. He has said that she is one who best knows administrative law and public contracts, and that La Prensa publications tell a wonderful success story. These publications describe Castillo's feverish acquisition of properties since she left the Comptroller's office, a penthouse in Santa Maria, commercial premises in Costa del Este and in David in Chiriquí, and up to 11 apartments in the same building on Ricardo J. Alfaro. She has also paid for shares in a golf club, purchases in luxury boutiques and trips to ski and attend concerts in the United States. All this in less than 3 years. This opulence contrasts with the income that she received when she served at the Comptroller's office. In that entity, she obtained contracts for professional services as an external legal advisor of up to $31,500 in 2021. Although she was working in the Comptroller's office in the previous months, according to records from the entity itself, which were published online. Former PRD Deputy Zulay Rodriguez was charged on Monday, the 28th of October 2024, with the alleged commission of the crime of aggravated fraud in relation to appropriation of gold bars belonging to the deceased Mexican José Luis Penagos. Hours later, a judge ordered the case to be filed. After a recess until 2 p.m, at which time Edwin L. DeLeo, attorney for Juan David Penagos, explained that his client was willing to connect electronically with the court and give a clear explanation of the agreement reached with Zulay Rodriguez. Well, Penagos connected via Zoom and told the judge that he had spoken with Rodriguez and that they reached an agreement, so he decided to drop the complaint filed against the former deputy. He indicated that he was compensated financially, although the amount of the agreement was not revealed. The judge asked Penagos if he had been threatened or pressured to reach the agreement, to which he replied no. Also, he was asked if he had been compensated financially and if he was satisfied with the negotiation, to which he replied yes. For her part, prosecutor Elizabeth Carrion explained that in the case of the crime of fraud, it is possible to reach a withdrawal agreement between the parties, and that she had no objections to this. Meanwhile, attorney Felix Humberto Paz, Rodriguez's defense attorney, requested that this withdrawal also be extended to the other three people accused of the same crime in a separate file. He alleged that it was a rigged case with which they tried to harm his client during the last electoral tournament, but that it has been proven that no crime was committed. In relation to this case, there is a second investigation in which Alvaro Testa and Rafael Arruz, Rodriguez's husband and partner, respectively, are involved, as well as Luz Enidia Acanto, Arruz's mother. The story goes back to 2009, when goldsmiths José Luis Penagos and Luis Felipe Mendoza were detained upon arrival at Tocumen International Airport. This was for failing to declare a load of gold bars that had been confiscated from them. In 2013, Penagos hired lawyers Zulay Rodriguez and Rafael Arruz to recover the gold. But after some time, both lawyers claimed that the gold bars as payment for their legal services, to which Penagos' family responded by filing a complaint with the public prosecutor's office. Last weekend, an arsenal of firearms was stolen from the main offices of the Social Security Fund located in Clayton. According to preliminary reports, around 40 weapons, including shotguns, were stolen while they were in custody. The incident occurred in the early hours of Sunday when criminals overpowered security agents and took their weapons. Following the incident, the CSS issued a statement in which it reported that the security protocols established for this type of situation had been activated and that the authorities had already begun the corresponding investigations. The CSS has also begun to implement additional measures to strengthen security at its facilities. So far, no one has been arrested in connection with the case. A total of 2,907 people have been arrested during Operation Panama 3.0, which began on the 10th of October. Of this number, 1,734 were arrested on court orders, 296 in flagrante delicto, 708 for administrative offences, 151 for micro-trafficking, and 18 for drug trafficking. Operation Panama 3.0 was presented as a strategy to strengthen security and combat organised crime, especially gang activities. To date, 1,190 search and seizure proceedings have been carried out nationwide. At a press conference, the National Director of Citizen Security, Commissioner Eduardo Núñez, said that in the 18 days of the operation, a 71% decrease in high-impact crimes has been achieved. During the raids and operational actions, 109 firearms, $43,654.40 in cash, 1,894 packages of drugs, 38 vehicles recovered and 7 were seized. In addition, 25,833 traffic violations were imposed in joint manoeuvres, including 5,023 for speeding, 1,074 for inadequate lights, 274 for cell phone use, 262 for expired licences, and 305 for proven drunkenness. Also, 1,252 vehicles were towed. The operation includes interventions in conflict zones and involves 1,032 additional officers to the regular police force. The mayor of the District of Panama, Mayor Mizrachi, has already found a replacement for Roberto Ruiz Diaz as General Secretary of the capital city. This was after accepting his resignation from the position. Ruiz Diaz was replaced by Nelly Grimaldo. It was announced on Monday. In the past, Grimaldo served as Director of Administrative Services at the mayor's office. This was between 2019 and 2023. She held a position of General Secretary at the National Secretariat for the Disabled of Panama, SENADIS. In addition, she was Director of Social and Cultural Development at the National Lottery of Charity. That was 2004-2008. And she's also held positions as Administrative Director and Project Director at SENADIS from 2008-2009. Now, as well as the Technical Secretariat of the Organization of American States. And now for a little antidepressant. In a significant act for Panamanian science, the independent Vamos Party presented a $6 million post-election subsidy to the National Secretariat of Science, Technology and Innovation, SINASID. The delivery was made by Deputy Janine Prado, head of the bench, to Eduardo Ortega Barria, secretary of the SINASID, who expressed his gratitude for the support provided. During her speech, Congresswoman Prado stressed the importance of using public funds to benefit citizens. We at Vamos consider that the amount of the subsidy is excessive, especially at this critical moment in the country, and for this reason we have decided to decline the total amount in favour of SINASID to strengthen scientific research, especially in the fight against cancer, she said. Ortega Barria described this event as historic, highlighting that this donation represents a strategic investment for the future of Panama. These funds will allow us to promote research projects that address crucial issues in health and technological innovation, and we will mainly allocate this donation to a new program that will focus on cancer, creating databases, conducting epidemiological studies, and promoting early diagnosis and innovative treatments, said Ortega Barria. Representative Prado continued to emphasize the party's commitment to the country's development. We firmly believe that Panama's future is built by investing in science, technology, and innovation, and this grant is a sign of our commitment to a country that promotes knowledge and research to solve the challenges we face, she said. The event, which took place at the SINASID facilities, was attended by other deputies from the Vamos Party, as well as directors and heads of SINASID and representatives of public interest associations. Now, if anything, there is an example to be followed. And as a cancer survivor, I would say thank you. And that's it. That's our look for this morning. Those are some of the stories in local news compiled for you for today's programme.